This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. Thought this was some nucleus at first, but this person can't wait.
Hey, baby.
How good of a mood am I in today? I'm going to be self-serving and tell you to go to my social media page. I'm dancing. I'm happy it's a Friday. It's payday Friday.
Though. Cutting a rug.
You filmed it.
That is true.
You getting your groove
good
on?
Good cinematography.
But you know what? People don't do it enough, man.
It's a nice pan you did of me dancing.
I hate in videos where somebody, you can see them turning it off. Like, oh, learn how to film.
Where they walk up to it and hit it and then walk back to their place. Like, edit that down.
Or they're looking at it, you know, from their point of view, and they just, you see the hand go over and turn it off. I'm like, edit that out, dickhead. Stop it.
Even if it's a woman, I call him a dickhead.
I called one that the other day. I didn't feel bad about it. She should have held the door open for me.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
She should have said that.
She deserved it. I'm sure she felt like it, too. So,
although, I almost hit a woman head-on yesterday because we're at a
what?
Three-way stop where the other, it's a three-way. It's two and then one. And we're both like, I was there first, but I'm like, okay, if somebody else is all like, you know, I'm like, all right, go ahead. So I flash the lights. And she goes forward and then just stops. So then I'm like, all right, this is frustrating. So then I go up a little bit. But then she goes. And I just like, I blew the horn at her and I just took both hands and went, go. You can, I'm letting you know, go.
God.
Because like.
She didn't trust you.
I don't.
She didn't trust your judgment. She thought, well, this idiot's going to go as soon as I go because he doesn't have any sense.
What's this woman doing?
Dude, the four-way stop on Issaquena Trail in Clemson is the worst in the upstate. Bar none, hands down, not even
that's
close.
That's a good hike, though. The falls there. God, I love that.
I don't think
you know what? Indian princess jumped to her death there.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a point that needs to be revisited from all drivers in South Carolina, especially if a light goes out, because people don't understand being.
Oh, no, they don't know that.
No, they don't know that.
Especially when
it's
we had
not
Helene.
Taught.
People just run
really
right through it.
I saw one a couple days ago, man. Technology taking our jobs again. Mm. There was no flagger. It was an automatic.
Now.
It was an automatic gate. And the guy works it with a remote control from the other side of the road. When the people can go through, it lifts up and it records you, but still.
Well, that's probably a good idea because people can't drive and it keeps people alive.
Where's the flagger?
He's over there in the huddle.
And if you're going to use it, why are you using just one? How you ain't got all of them is what I'm trying to say.
All the flaggers?
Or this automatic flagger.
Oh.
It's just like a little gate with a light on it.
You would think it'd be
That's kind of safer than standing there with your hand in the road.
Paige wants to take jobs, jobs.
I want them to be safe. So if that man is using the automatic flagger, that's progressive.
We're going to deport the jobs.
He still has a job. He's just not standing in the road.
No, like there's nobody on that end. the guys
that,
working.
Plus the flags and the poles and stuff, you know, robotics are making those too. The 3D printing them. So like, we're not going to have jobs.
No.
No one will have jobs in the future.
Well, how does anybody run the computers if nobody has any jobs?
Well, they'll tell you it's
they just sit home and
they
you
run
know,
they take over and just run themselves.
I mean, come on.
It's a supplement, not a replacement. But I'm like, come on, because there's a fast food chain, big one, one of the big ones that's practicing now in Ohio because that's where they test stuff. It's Google Voice on the menu. It runs through the whole thing for you, so you order the Google Voice on the menu. And they got people making the food, obviously. But
that ain't going to work in the South.
No.
They're going to be like, oh, sorry, I didn't catch that one. What did you say? I said, I want two double cheeseburgers, no pickle, add lettuce.
Could you repeat your order, please? I said, I want a Mac chicken with no lettuce.
Why are you revving your engine, sir? I'm a computer.
And it's like nobody's told to move. Can you move forward, please?
They don't use that anymore. Also, listen, this is going to drive you crazy. Remember earlier we were talking about Marilyn Manson? And by the way, the lady that called in that was on hold that wanted to take us to task, please call back. We were, you hung up. We were going to take your call. You maybe had to go into work or something. We were not avoiding your call. She was talking about us playing Marilyn Manson.
Maybe I had to unleash on somebody else.
But remember I said when I saw Marilyn Manson at first, he was on a t-shirt and he was dressed as a witch and I kind of thought Marilyn Manson was a woman before I heard the music.
Uh-huh.
So I go look up that shirt. That shirt, which that would have been 98, 99, I want to say, the year.
I know that's when Mechanical Animals came out. It was 99.
Okay, right, so it may have been earlier than that then. Anyway, that shirt on eBay cost you about $275 now.
Dang it.
I don't understand that world. I know people that do it. I have a cousin, my cousin's son, who... he makes like crypto money selling vintage
now,
clothes.
I would be all about it if it isn't old and has holes in it. But most concert shirts are old.
It's my cousin's son, my second cousin.
That's your cousin too.
I know, but I feel the need to tell you more about the depth.
Oh.
It's Brian's son.
Brian's son. That's a good movie.
That was Brian's song. But
we're on
so
today.
Then the way Google works, which is awesome, is like it clicks over here, and this is crazy. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Deadhead Mattman is pissed right now. Remember, I had the summer where I was a deadhead back
ooh.
Then. It was the summer that Jerry Garcia died. Actually,
oh my goodness,
that was
95, right?
Or four?
One of
94
those.
Or 95. What
that's where
two?
I first found out who Grateful Dead was.
Ooh, I had one passed. Of their shirts. I want to know how
I
much that would be worth.
All the I had the liquid blue shirts that, like, $29 for a t-shirt then was like insane. Unless it was Tommy,
still is, to be honest with you.
It ain't done it.
I had the last Winterland.
So it's free shipping. That's not bad.
Winterland Grateful Dead shirt. The last time that they performed.
So, I will not describe this well, but there's a shirt. If you know anything about Grateful Dead, Terrapin Station, it's like when they had the dancing bears, but they also had the dancing turtles.
What?
The dancing turtles. It was Terrapin Station.
Cute. Yes.
That shirt, and again, these are all dependent on the condition, blah, blah, blah. The last one sold for $2,750.
Dang it, I need to find these shirts and sell them.
A shirt you could have went to Spencer's and bought for $29, a rack full of them. Probably didn't sell them on, had a discount on maybe eventually.
That market now is the hottest it will ever be.
How do you validate them, though, that they're authentic?
Singles. I dabbled with it for a little while before it became everybody's hobby. Like, I mean, like before radio, I would go to Goodwill's and I'd buy wrestling shirts and stuff. And Fatboy knows this story. I went to... It's going to make some of you mad because you walked right by them. I was at the Barnyard one time. This has been 15 years ago.
You got a corn dog?
10, 12 years ago. No, not that time. There were these two older ladies there. Older meaning like maybe 60 or so.
Mennonites.
And no, that's the one in Anderson. That's the baked goods. But they're just selling clothes or whatever. And I walk by and, you know, you don't want to look at somebody's booth too much because they'll try to, like, look at what we've got here. You're like the bell ringer at the store asking me for change on the way in. Like, I'm not trying to look at you.
Like, you like ringing it harder when
I walk by. Something out of the corner of my eye caught my eye, and I look over, and I see the WrestleMania logo. And this was before, you know, now you can go buy all these replicated shirts.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why people just don't do that anyway. I mean, your friends aren't probably going to know it's the real thing. You got to kind of
flex it
to even let anybody know. But I go over there and I look and I flip that shirt over and it was WrestleMania 3. Oh. And it had the Screen Stars tag, which that's another tagging. And it was single stitch, which now T-shirts for the most part, the under hem is double stitched. Back then we didn't care enough. So we single stitched it. And then underneath, she's like, "Do you like wrestling?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "My son went to all of them because his dad worked in, as some promoter." Anyway, I had WrestleMania 1 through 10.
Well, what kind of condition are we talking about?
Great. Great shirts.
God.
And
oh, nice.
She sold, and this is one of those things where it's like, I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew that was like good. And I got it for $1 a piece.
What, a buck?
Yep.
Wow. Oh, you ripped her off.
I didn't know. I asked her what she wanted for them, and I didn't know for sure.
To her, it meant nothing.
Yeah, it's just like old clothes and stuff. Oh my God! Like I'm not kidding. Like I made several thousand dollars off that.
A lot of meat on them bones.
Like
flipping them.
The WrestleMania 3 one I sold for like $400 by itself, one T-shirt. I was like, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I didn't go through all the other ones. Might have had concert shirts and stuff, too.
That's what authenticated those Tommy shirts, the T-shirts. If it had the tag on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
That's
on
what
the
made
side.
It real. Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you do your due diligence and you know how much things are worth. Because I've given away probably a gold mine of things in my life that I don't care. Like, I get rid of crap.
I guarantee you, future generations will not know their music. They will not know the Grateful Dead. Their market is now. I mean, I'm almost 42, and I can only remember one girl from our school that ever wore Grateful Dead stuff. Like, they ain't going to exist any younger than 40.
You know, I mean, who's to say? I mean, who's to say? Like, I was going to say the other, so this article or whatever was saying band tees you may have in your closet that are actually worth money. The freaking now original one, so don't think the one you got at Target or anything. The original Nirvana shirt with the smiley with the tongue or whatever.
Oh, the black and yellow one?
Averages for about $275. The original one.
But how do you know? You see that reprinted so much.
That's the thing, too, is like, let's say you found an old T-shirt that was just a, like Fatboy wears plain color T-shirts.
Yep.
But let's say you found an old T-shirt from the 80s and then you just.
Oh, yeah.
Cricket cut it a damn iron-on transfer of the Grateful Dead on there. I mean, the hardcores would know, but
yeah, you would.
I just don't understand why you would pay that much for someone to... Oh, did you get that at Target? No. I got it from eBay for $2,750.
I think the shirts that would be valuable, or at least to me, are the ones with the old-timey kind of rock posters, the different events, and the ones that were specifically for, like, Day on the Green or things like that, that you know that was a little notch in time.
What if you've got
if you went to see that show at the Stone or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's where they try to get you now, these, you know, limited edition T-shirts where you have to get at the show. What if you got a Nevermind shirt, but it's zoomed in right where the thing is? And it's just like a big thing just on the shirt.
Matthew, you put a piece of tape over that.
I won't see that, babies.
Chili Peppers, the original logo on tie-dye. The original Chili Peppers logo on tie-dye is $250. Outkast, AT Aliens.
Dude, oh, yeah.
$200.
When I went to Chili Peppers, they sold so much merch, and it was all white basketball jerseys, too.
Pearl Jam 10 original T-shirts, $170.
I see that.
But the band doesn't even have those. Eddie don't have one.
God, so I'm looking at eBay, too. So the long sleeve version, which you would think would sell for less, the long sleeve version of the In Utero tour from Nirvana sold for $2,000.
Shoot, yeah.
Okay, what is... I don't know. I guess the circles you run in, people would say, oh, nice one, man.
I feel like
that's original.
That brand's always going to be hot, Nirvana.
I mean, I think back in the day, it used to be like, if you got to get that shirt because you got to mark this in time that you saw this band at this place. I don't know if people feel that way.
Especially now with you don't have a ticket stub anymore. Yeah. Like, I don't believe you really went. Oh, they made us lock our cell phones away. You didn't go see Chappelle. Oh, I did.
Here's my shirt. I'm going to wear it the next day.
Got my shirt. Or then if you go to a big, big concert, always know that in the parking lot, there's going to be people selling the bootlegs way cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a bootleg shirt one time from...
I wouldn't know the difference.
AC/DC, Stiff Upper Lip. It didn't look any different. It was like half the price.
Should have bought a kilt. Or a schoolboy outfit.
AC/DC, oh yeah.
Debo must have went to a lot of AC/DC concerts because he dresses like them.
He's starting to dress like he's a member of Judas Priest. He needs to calm it down a little bit with them...
Leather?
Light leather...
vest?
I mean, like, DMX pulled it off wearing leather overalls.
But it's like hot.
DMX is just different, man.
And he had one flipped off too, so.
Yeah, you did. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800. We'll get to some calls next. I apologize.
Yeah, but had them loaded up, man. Couple on there, but that was interesting. Just Grateful Dead. I mean, you better strike with a hot iron right now.
Yeah. If you see any of the Liquid Blue ones, that brand, those are highly sought after.
Even the little pendants, man. Those pendants were well made. They had the Grateful Dead pendants, you know, the skulls. But
stuffed bears. What do you call those things?
Plush?
No, I can't remember.
Stuffed bears? Baron? Oh, God, they sold them at Manifest.
Yes, what the hell?
They were like Beanie Babies, but not.
No.
They were different.
There's another name for it.
Yeah.
God. They were like pink and yellow,
they're
right?
So cute.
All the different colors are the dancing bears.
Yeah, they look like Care Bears.
Yeah. Yeah, those are highly sought after, too.
Yep.
God.
I got to go pee.
Okay, sorry. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, my God. No, Lord.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to quit saying, oh, you should rejoin with this, because you do it just to be a smart butt.
It's Friday morning at 8:31. Where you at? Taking the kids to school. Here's some Hanson.
You're running late. God bless. Did that band and callers? We will get to you, especially you, Josh, because Fatboy was kind of giving me a little run through about that. But like that band, Hanson, a couple of them still are active in music.
Yeah,
and then one of them is an actor now. But outside of this song and Mbop, how many songs did they have? All right, I'm going to shut up. We're losing calls the more I talk. Literally, I'm watching the lights go away. God. It's just a write down. Ask about the discography of Hanson later.
Just really
I'm Hanson.
You should have been in the band. Okay. You think you're going to abuse somebody?
You said you were going to say, do you want to preemptively say what Josh is calling about?
Not really.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay. He just says it's really good, Paige.
I can't wait.
Josh, Fatboy says this is going to be a good call, so the pressure's on, my friend. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why is this? I'll just treat this as normal. What's going on? What did you call for?
All right. Basically, my wife's best friends and her husband, well, so our friends, you know, I guess you'd say, have been having a hard time getting pregnant. You know, it happens. Unfortunately, they found out that it was his problem. He's the reason.
Damn.
You know, they're real great together. They're
it
not
sucks
split
either
over
way.
It or nothing.
No. I feel though as with a well, I can only say this as a man, obviously, but like I feel as though when that happens, when your health is causing it not to be possible on one side or the other, like I feel as though it would be a harder time for a man. But I'm saying that as a man.
Why, though?
Because you're looked at like that's what you're there to do, to spread the seed.
It's a blow to the ego.
You can't birth a child. That's all you...
Well, but that's not like... Yeah, I know. I'm saying it as a man through the eyes of a man. I don't know. I just thank the Lord that I could, because I have an awesome daughter and now an awesome grandson, that without these loins wouldn't have happened.
Do you really? Do men feel the same way as women do? Like you have that need to have a baby?
I didn't, but glad I did.
Uh-huh.
But like I will
really
tell you, like I've told you. Others, a child is not your legacy. You are your legacy. Now, I will say this. Some more Hanson, everybody. It just scared me. Some Hanson popped back in. All right, so he can't, but she can.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Correct.
All right.
And they both want to.
So he's called infertile, or is he barren?
It's the same thing.
I don't know.
There's only one barren.
And being a very honest boy today. Is it the same?
Yeah.
Well, what's... Yeah, but barren seems... I know, president's son, but like... And also pizza.
You cannot procreate. So does infertile.
I know, but it's a harsh term. What would you say in societal standards today? You would say...
Babyless.
Like a woman who never married back in the day is an old maid. But now they are an independent woman who don't need no man.
See, that's a double standard. She's an old maid, but he's a swinging bachelor.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
it's the same way.
What would you in today's standards in the whole PC whatever, what do you say about a guy that's his situation?
I don't think it would ever come up.
Well, God, you're defeating my purpose.
That's not the same thing as saying a man
is impotent. If we were having this conversation off the air, impotent, is that it?
No, that means you can't fulfill a erection. That's not...
Is that what that means?
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I thought impotent meant that you couldn't... you could have an emission, but the stuff wouldn't be in it.
Or you had like a low count.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to your call before you get frustrated and hang up too. So, what's the question?
So shooting blanks is what I would call it. First of all,
okay, okay, okay.
Well, not to be graphic.
Yeah, but then shooting makes me think of gun violence, so that's not cool.
Sure.
Okay. So, That sucks. Anyway, that really sucks. I'm not making light of the situation. That does suck. It really does.
Now, I would never say shooting blanks to him.
Right.
No.
For
right.
instance. Yeah. But anyway. they're not going to split over it or nothing. They're really good together. They're solid as a couple. But they did say that they were going to start looking for an anonymous donor until my wife talked him into... maybe using me as it wouldn't be anonymous. Obviously, they know me pretty well. But little did I know they've been having these conversations for quite a while now. They've
your
been going
wife,
on for a while.
Your wife brought it up?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on board with it. She's on board with me being the donor.
Wow.
I'm sitting back. Like I said, they've been talking about it, the three of them together without me. For a while, and I just feel like I'm the only one not rushing into this.
That's weird.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Oh, him.
Yeah.
Is it through in vitro fertilization, or is it going to be, are you going to have actual intercourse?
Oh.
That is one of my concerns.
I don't think there's the, I'm pretty sure that it would be the in vitro.
Yes,
I did not say, okay, you go ahead.
You didn't.
I'll be
when,
right
when
back.
She mentioned that, I think. Me as a person, if this was being talked about, I think I would have at least made that joke. Because I tend to make jokes when things are really deep and I'm trying to change the
If it went down that way, I would imagine it would be very Handmaid's Tale-esque where, the wife's in the room and this is like a process.
That's cuckolding.
Like, this is just like, this is what it is for a couple minutes and that's it.
Because let me...
Can't kiss.
How bad of an ego blow would it be for the other guy if you do it and you're just one and done and she's pregnant?
Well, hopefully, he's probably glad he don't want her to bang her four or five times. Right? Or
good point.
Make love to, pardon.
You are supersede.
Why'd you say bang? That sounds so violent.
It does.
Sometimes it's fun, though, right? So,
yes.
So, God, man, that is... unless this is just... And trust me. I, the things I've seen and heard, and even from our callers as of late, the way people have relationships now, I got a big eye-opener with it with Tinder, with the women on there seeking out another man for their threesome and stuff like that. Like,
could be you.
Very odd, but again, I keep saying that over and over again this week. Whatever floats your boat is fine if it don't work for me. If it don't work for me, honey, then I ain't into it.
Can I
but,
ask another?
Well, yeah, but with the whole thing about, like, I would almost guarantee you that it's going to be in vitro. She's not going to say, yes, go have sex with her. Oh, go, she just called. She's ovulating right now or whatever.
It does. They have been spending a lot of money, so it is a concern either way what their decision would be. You know, it does cost money to do the in vitro fertilization.
Do you get paid?
Well, no, that's the point, is I probably would not get paid. And this is something that's left unsaid and, as far as I know, undiscussed, but I have been left out of these discussions.
That's screwy right there,
so,
man.
So you might not even agree to it.
No, yeah, I am undecided for sure.
And how comfortable are you to go to a doctor, use some porno, and do that at a doctor's office? Because that's what you have to do.
I'll be doing it in the lobby.
No,
I could do that, and that wouldn't be necessarily a big problem for me. Okay. If I was also another concern is, am I on the hook for anything down the road?
I was going to say that, and I thought you might get offended.
You would be the same thing as a surrogate. You would remove yourself from their family.
Yeah, but there's been...
I should be, but we know these people, right?
Yeah, like down the road,
if
they were to...
anonymous.
They were to split, like maybe, I mean, again, I'm not making light of the situation, but maybe like the kid grows up and they're all happy or whatever, and then... The dad starts to get feeling down or whatever. He's like, God, that's not really my son and all this stuff. And then they cause problems.
Constant
get marital problems.
Yep.
He leaves and then she's like, hey, Josh, remember me? This kid needs some money.
Gosh.
Or what if she's like, this is a good looking kid. I want another one. Let me call Josh and see what he's got going on.
And then
on.
Word starts to spread. Her other barren, I can't say that, incompetent, whatever you say. Potent,
yeah,
impotent.
Something like that.
Shooting
he's laughing. He's going through this tough time, and I'm making him laugh. It's, God, I feel like this is going to sound crass. I would do that as a last resort if they get to the point where they can't find. But then again, I would. When you get an anonymous donation, you're still going to be able to look at their.
I don't know.
DNA to kind of like to no. see. You the would DNA. Because of. Now again, I'm walking into this blind right now. But I would say you absolutely would be told
from
that.
From a sperm bank?
Yes, because of...
characteristics, maybe, of a donor.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. If you're, let's say, a black woman, and you go in there and you get a sample, and it's from a white dude, like, they're going to tell you that. I think they have to.
Yeah, they'll tell you traits and characteristics.
So that's the same thing as race.
It's not like you're randomly getting a vial.
I think you get to pick.
See, but that's the problem in the world today. Is I would pick a black woman. A simple question like that, I had to just beat around the bush.
I think there's a catalog where you can look at their pictures at least to see.
Now, that would be weird. I don't photograph well.
But you know what, dude? If this was, like, essentially your wife's idea, I feel like you're kind of pigeonholed here.
Also, well, the fact you say they were talking about this for... Can you hold on a second, Josh?
Sure.
Okay, hold on one second. We got to go to break. If you have... we'll talk to him off there. But this is into some deep talking here. If you're... You know, on one hand, what an honor it would be if someone says, hey, we like the way you look. I think you're going to live a long life. We'd like you to make another one of you for us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what a nice compliment.
We want a kid that also wears shorts every day.
As long as...
So we don't know if he has kids or if he wants to have kids with his wife.
Oh, see, like, we can't ask.
He's going to give the seed away before?
Yeah, what if you can't get pregnant?
I mean, you can get pregnant again, but still, it's like that's his first son still kind of...
Yep.
Oh,
overthinking.
Right. I tend to. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Josh is he still on hold?
Yeah, he's good.
All right, Josh, I know you said you had to be in the office by 9. Just a quick question, though, and this several people have posed this on the text line as well. Do you and your wife have kids or kid, or if you don't, do you have plans to in the future? Because if you don't yet and have plans to, like, you're, even though on paper that's not your son, like, that's your son, right? I mean, I know the way people can say you can raise someone and you can be the dad, like, you know, talking about the other guy here, but that's your son as far as birthright and all that goes. So I guess I just ask a very long, like, three-winged question there, but do you have kids or have plans to?
So, no, we don't have our own kids yet. And so that's another one.
Yeah.
That's another concern that's been rattling around in my head is not concern. I mean, neither of us are against having kids, and we haven't had, like, super, you know, we both want kids kind of eventually is what we kind of decided.
Right.
And in my head, perhaps the reason my wife has gone into this so deeply with them is that maybe without putting forth her own emotional auntie, as it were, into this, she can kind of test my own waters, right?
Yes.
So basically, if I do the fertilization tactic with this, I would then have to go into the doctors, get tested, get my medical history drawn up, all that stuff. And so this could be her window into seeing if I, without putting her own, you know, emotional baggage into it.
I don't think seems like that's one of my questions where I'm like totally looking at like the worst possible outcome out of that. But
it could be a byproduct.
That could also be true, though.
They're really, really good friends.
And it's also up to your mate if she cannot have any jealousy or anything towards the other woman who's carrying your child. That would be kind of weird.
But she's the one who, he said, they've been talking about it, Lois. That's like
her idea, the wife's idea.
That's why it maybe adds to what you just said, Fat Boy. But, I mean, your wife's not conniving like that, though, Josh. I mean, right?
I mean, no, I don't think so. But it could also be subconscious, you know.
Ah,
it could be a sort of...
Just like the hatred of the friend of having your first son. Like,
well, when the baby's born and then the hospital and you're there and it's your child, but it's not your child.
I often won't give advice like this, but I if you're asking, say, Matt Man, give me your advice. Say that, Josh. Okay. Matt Man, give me your advice. We're live, Josh. Say, Matt Man, give me your advice. I need you to say.
Matt Man.
Yes.
Give me your advice.
Okay, good. You asked.
Yeah, it works.
I would not. And I would say it from a way of, hey, I want you guys to experience this if you would like to, but if it's a last resort, I'll be your guy. If my wife's cool with that, I'll be your guy. But as a last resort only, because this could be problematic down the road. And if they see that, or hell.
Aren't they already there, though? It feels like they're like, this is last resort territory.
Well, what's the, I mean, go to I don't think they call them a sperm bank, but whatever you call them. And you go there and you look through the catalog, just do that. Like,
I would do that.
I would not do it, Josh. I hate to, like...
Especially...
That's my own advice.
Yeah.
Not Odyssey's or Jay Ellenberg LLC or many others.
Josh sounds like a really handsome guy. He's going to have little...
Jesus, Paige, he's married.
I'm just saying, you sound like a good-looking guy, and then what if she has, like, a little mini Josh running around that looks just like you, and you want to bond with the child?
So that's the thing. He's got to be able to step away from it.
Yeah,
like, forever.
That's hard.
Like,
but then be friends with them and continue to go through this.
There's mini me.
It's very transactional.
I wouldn't do it, Josh. I really wouldn't.
I mean, that's the one that I'm either anyway. It just kind of it's a deep, complicated issue, and I thought I'd give you guys a try for sure because I listen to y'all a lot.
Thank you. And feel free to, when talking to them about this, play this for them, or if you're, I'd love to talk to your wife. Like, if she's down with it, maybe, like, not today because we won't have time, but maybe one day next week if she would. Because I would love to ask her sincerely, like, down the road, do you see this being a good fit for your friendship, that she's carrying your husband's baby, even though on paper it's not going to be, but by science and God, it is.
I know people that have been surrogates that they've carried babies for other
people.
Thank
you, Josh.
And they...
Oh, hold on, Josh. We'll get your phone number. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
And they are mature enough to not worry about anything like that, that they just are that... They're great people. There's people out there that can do that. Personally, I couldn't.
But. I'm just saying, again, that was my own advice and not the company's, because I don't want to be... Matt, were you making some kind of birth control message today on the show? Okay. I'm just saying I would not...
All right, thanks, buddy.
As long as it's a...
I got it.
I mean, they seem like they're real close. And to ask, they're very close.
Got to talk to her. Look, I mean...
Got to.
I know women.
I'll put a bounty on it.
I know women.
Monster Jam tickets.
A lot of them, you know, when the girls, they stick together. But this seems like above and beyond. And if it was her suggestion, then,
or maybe the wife doesn't want to have kids.
That's what I was thinking that too. Like
she's gonna have like a little nephew running around. That's kind of like she's gotta have closeness to because it's her son's kind or her husband's.
Like it plays out. Like grandparents say, you know, oh, we go spoil the grandkids and we don't have to raise them. So
not everybody wants
you know
family.
You the same way. You spoil your grandkids?
I can see does. He's probably big daddy.
He's
probably.
Yeah,
a couple times a year, you know.
Couple birthday and Christmas.
Birthday and Christmas. Like, that's all you're going to get.
Gets on the floor and plays with them.
Wow. Boy, you never know with these calls. And that's one of the...
crazy.
One of my favorite parts of this job is like, man, I'm in a great mood because today's Friday and it's payday and I'm literally dancing around in here. And then...
You excited to pay bills for some reason?
Well, I'm excited to be able to.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah,
I can
you
go get
that.
Some toilet paper.
Let me tell you
yeah.
something, baby. There was a time when I was starting off in radio where the doorbell rang, and it was the guy out there with the tow truck. He said, normally I would just tow your car, but you got a baby seat in the back. I'm going to let you get it out.
Oh, that's
and
kind.
That's a true story.
That is very kind.
He let me get my car
before
seat out for
it.
My daughter because they were repoing my car.
Thing twice God. A month. Don't
yeah.
You?
Is that
yeah.
going to be in the movie?
We thought about it, but we don't want to send out a negative message about not paying your bills, so you should pay your bills.
Or life hack, if you sleep in the car, it's kidnapping, you can't repo it.
Life hack.
Yeah, but if you're drunk in there, the keys are in the switch, even though you're not driving, it's a DUI.
You know, if you keep being
not if
mature.
They tow it.
If they tow it, they get the DUI because they're driving a drunk person.
Exactly.
His car.
Look at that.
We're going to have to call you Fat Man.
We just beat
of
the
fat
law.
Boy.
That was already one of those.
We beat the law the way Rob Inario beats insurance companies.
Whoa.
He stomps them, mud holes in their butts.
Left and right.
Fat
Page.
No,
what are you working on, Fat Page?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
All right, I'm going
Page.
To the gym on Sunday. Please, please, no more of that.
Page, what are you working on with
hey,
Plex?
Stu. Maybe didn't die after all.
Wrong Stu died.
No, stop. We'll talk about that. That one's in Canada.
Oh,
you're about that one a lot.
Oh, my God.
That's her ex-boyfriend's name. God bless.
Look at you. You called her fat, and then you brought
I'm
that
not
up.
Not okay. You.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.